us within. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my father, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me now what we desire of thee, for thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. Praise the Lord. Amen. I just want to emphasize here that the Bible says that God knows the times and season. It means that in life, there are seasons and there are times. And every season and timing in God, we have to be able to discern it. Now, this is an issue that was overwhelming at the time Daniel prayed unto God, wanting to know why certain things had happened to the king. The king asked him to tell him his dream and the interpretation thereof. And he cried to God. In praying to God, the Bible says God opened his eyes and gave him revelation. And he blessed the Lord. And he said that God knows timing and season. I want us to know that in history, it has been that despised Jew that solved the problems of men. People, servants, people that are not reckoned with, that are not recognized, are usually the people that solve problems of men. Seed of Abraham are the people that solve problems of men. It has always been like that. And I want to tell you that this time we are seed of Abraham, we are servants of God. And the whole world is experiencing a problem that needs solution from us as is God's children and as is God's servant. What we need to do is to go to God like Daniel did to reveal the timing and the season and about what we're about to do at this time. I pray that as we seek the face of the Lord, he will reveal to us timing and season. The Bible says in the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 12 verse 32 concerning the children of Issachar. He said he gave to them, he revealed to them, they know the timing, they know the season, they know the timing that we are in. I believe that we also, we are of tribe of Issachar. God can reveal to us the season. He can reveal to us the timing. But what we need to do is to key into what is in right now. What we need to do is to key into his presence. What we need to do is to seek his face, is to go to him more deeper than we have ever been in order for us to enjoy these blessings of the tribe of Issachar. I believe we belong to that tribe. And there's one thing that is peculiar to Issachar. The Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy 33, verse 18, that Issachar are men of the tents. They know the time. They understand the timing. They understand the season. Are you not surprised that these people that are men of tents are the people that understand the timing and season? What does it mean to be men of the tent? They are people that let me say they are intercessors. Let me say they are people of prayers. Let me say they are people that seek the face of the Lord more. Let me say there are people that want to know what God has to do at every particular time or period or season. I want us to trust God that today, as men of tents, we receive revelation. As men of tents, we call people onto the mountain. As men of tents, we call people onto prayer. As men of the tents, we seek the face of the Lord to know what is going on. We don't just determine by the things around us. We want to know exactly. I pray that after this seminar, the Lord will open our eyes of understanding. The Lord will reveal to us and make us one of the seed of Abraham that gives solution to men, that gives solution to nations. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Bible says in Genesis chapter 14, Abraham was the solution to the issue on the land. Joseph was the solution in Genesis 37 to 50. The same thing with Mordecai and Esther. The same thing with Jonah. The same thing with Daniel. Even Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, came as a solution to men. I want us to pray this evening at this time that the Lord will make a solution to the problem on by calling men to the mountain, by seeking his face more, by seeking him for revelation, by not taking this issue of ground for granted, by praying, let us also pray that the Lord will impact our life and make us agents of change. I just want us to pray in the name of Jesus, that after today's seminar, our perspective and everything about us will change. We'll begin to seek his face more, to be solutions, to be one of the people God will use to solve the problem of nations, to be solution, to be one of the people God will use to solve to seek God's face, that people that receive revelation, that people that knows the timing and the season, they understand the timing. Let us pray that the Lord will make us one, the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord, we trust you, O God, and we help us, O King of glory, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that we help us, deep in the name of Jesus. Make us one of the solutions to men's problems, even in the name of Jesus Christ. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen. Praise the Lord.